Good evening, and welcome to The Lost Chord, a weekly program of unusual and neglected repertoire. I'm Ross Amico, and I sincerely hope you'll stay with me for the next hour as we horn in on Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, with music highlighting the shofar. Have a blast is what we call tonight's program. Shana Tova, the shofar, usually fashioned out of a ram's horn, is blown as a symbolic call to worship during the Jewish high holiday season. The shofar inspired this work by Matthew H. Fields, born in Milwaukee in 1961. Composed for trombone quartet, this is the festive march Sound the Shofar, which begins with an imitation of the shofar and then treats two themes from the Jewish liturgy. The first derives from the New Year's rite, and the second from the early springtime rite of Passover. In this performance, we hear Andrew Glandening, Daniel Stupakiewicz, and Brian Silvery, tenor trombones, and Daniel Reardon, bass trombone. Sound the Shofar, music dating from 1992, by Matthew H. Fields. We'll preface the work with a brief demonstration on an actual shofar by the composer.
Thank you.
music built not only on a theme from the New Year's rite of Rosh Hashanah, but also that of the springtime rite of Passover. Sound the Shofar by Matthew H. Fields. We heard tenor trombonists Andrew Glandening, Daniel Stupakiewicz, and Brian Silvery, and bass trombonist Daniel Reardon. And before that, briefly, we heard the composer, Matthew H. Fields, on an actual shofar. Let's continue with music of Hermann Berlinski, who was born in Leipzig in 1910 to parents who had immigrated from Łódź, which was then part of Russian Poland following the 1905 revolution. In 1918, Poland was declared an independent republic, yet the family opted to remain in Germany until the rise of National Socialism. In 1933, Berlinski did return to his homeland, briefly. However, not wishing to serve in the Polish army, he soon left for Paris. There he studied composition with the legendary pedagogue Nadia Boulanger, and piano with the equally legendary Alfred Cortot. He found his experiences with Boulanger less than satisfactory, as he was interested in pursuing a compositional style more in line with his sense of ethnic and spiritual identity. He found work in the Yiddish theater. He entered the Schola Cantorum, where the Sephardic synagogue composer, Leon Algatzi, taught a course on Jewish music. He fell in with composer Daniel Lesor and his circle, La Jeune France, a member of which was the devout Roman Catholic Olivier Messiaen, who befriended Berlinski and encouraged him to pursue his own mystical inclinations. Berlinski applied for French citizenship, served a mandatory stint with the Foreign Legion, during which he suddenly found himself fighting the Germans along the Belgian border. With the fall of France, he fled to the United States, where he became a permanent citizen in 1947. Here he flourished as a prolific composer, predominantly of liturgical music, including an impressive number of pieces for organ. This despite the fact he didn't take up the instrument until he was 40. He founded and directed the Shir Kadash Chorale, with which, between the holy days of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, he presented programs of Jewish music, principally at Washington Cathedral. He died in Washington, D.C. in 2001. Here's a work from 1964 called Shofar Service. The text is taken from the Union Prayer Book. Here's Tim Roseman on the shofar, with Ted Christopher baritone, James Gigi and Stephen Keeby trumpets, Christopher Bauer's broadband organ, and the BBC Singers, directed by Avner Itai. Shofar Service by Hermann Berlinski. Chivalry to rule Thank you.
Tequila. Chivalry. Tequila. But my kindness shall not depart from thee. Neither shall my covenant of peace be removed. Tequila. 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 When the show.
Music from 1964 by Herman Berlinski. That was Shofar Service. Tim Roseman played the shofar. Ted Christopher was the baritone. James Geeky and Stephen Keeby of the trumpeters. And Christopher Bowers Broadbent, the organist. The BBC singers were directed by Avner Itai. Shofar Service by Herman Berlinski. That, by the way, part of the Milken Archives series of American Jewish music on the Naxos label. Highlighting the shofar for the Jewish New Year this week, have a blast. You're listening to The Lost Chord. Let's continue with a work by Carolina composer Myra Warschauer. Warschauer was born in Wilmington, North Carolina, and currently resides in Columbia, South Carolina. She is a graduate of Harvard University, the New England Conservatory of Music, and the University of South Carolina. Her teachers have included Mario Davidovsky, Jacob Druckmann, William Thomas McKinley, and Gordon Goodwin. In addition to being an accomplished composer, Warschauer remains active in environmental causes. Much of her music seems to be a call to awareness. Her Symphony No. 1, subtitled Living Breathing Earth, an acknowledgement of the delicate balance of life on this planet, and its companion piece on this particular album, on the Navona Records label, a shofar concerto called Tekiya, literally a call, an awakening of our true essence as human beings. Chaim Avitzor is the shofar and trombone soloist, and the Moravian Philharmonic is conducted by Peter Vronsky. Music dating from 2008, this is Tekiya by Myra Warschauer. Music dating from 2008 by Myura Warshauer. That was Takia, literally a call. An actual shofar employed in this concerto, the soloist was Haim Avitzur, who also played the trombone, and the Moravian Philharmonic was conducted by Peter Vronsky. This is from a release on the Navona Records label called Living Breathing Earth, which lends its name to Warshauer's First Symphony. To learn more about Warshauer and her output, Visit the composer's website at myeurowarshower.com. Well, we have a few minutes left in the hour. Here's just a bit of the Judaic Concert Suite, a work for solo cello by Aaron Minsky. The last of the three movements is titled Sound of the Shofar. The cellist is Natalia Timofeyeva. Sound of the Shofar, the third and final movement of the Judaic Concert Suite. A work for solo cello, the composer was Aaron Minsky. The cellist was Natalia Timofeyeva. She's a member of the Timofeyev Ensemble. That from their album Rhapsody Judaica on a Marquis Classics compact disc. And with Sound of the Shofar from the Judaic Concert Suite of Aaron Minsky, we come to the conclusion of this week's program. A music inspired by the shofar, a ram's horn blown as a symbolic call to worship during the Jewish high holidays. Have a blast! Horning in on Rosh Hashanah, I'm Ross Amico. Thanks very much for joining me for this week's edition of The Lost Chord. Funding for this program has been provided in part by the listener members of the Classical Network. Make a donation today at wwfm.org. Thank you for supporting the Classical Network. For more information on The Lost Chord, recommended recordings, and more, visit my Facebook page and be sure to like me at Classic Ross Amico.